What do you think of the area of Eureka, Illinois, that's between Peoria and Bloomington?
I think that you should get a hold of some organic seeds.
Wheat?
Wheat, but make sure they're organic. Make sure they're old seeds. There's a lot of hybrid things going on there.
Well, can I get it right from the farmer?
Most of the farmers in that area, to my knowledge, have hybrid seeds. And you can't regrow crops from that. But there are a lot of areas that you could research where they still sell those kinds of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you're in a big flat area that's filled with a lot of commercial farming and a lot of commercial fertilizer.
Oh, yes.
You know, so I would definitely start a little garden.
How do I search for this organic seed?
There are several magazines you could get. You could get, like, the Herb Quarterly. They usually have that down in most better newsstands or bookstores. And there's a few of them there near your area.
So you can still get good organic seeds.
If the government has their way, we're not going to be able to in 6 months.
What?
They've put new restrictions on organic seeds. They're controlling all organic seeds. It's full-bore in Canada through an organization called CODEX, which basically CODEX, C-O-D-E-X, which is basically the UN, which is where they're trying to control the growth of all herbs everywhere. You can't even go into Canada now with comfrey. It's considered a felony.
You're kidding.
No, if you try to cross the border from America over there, you can't bring it. They confiscate it. They impound your car. It's a little bit bizarre.
Wow. The war on herbs, huh?
The war on herbs.
Art, I understand you bought land in New Mexico, too.
Yes.
May I ask whereabouts?
Yep. I call it Edge World. It's east of Albuquerque at about 7,000 feet.
Oh, up around Moriarty?
Edgewood, actually.
Edgewood, okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's a lot of people starting to find this state. For me, it's an old family type thing. I go back many generations in New Mexico, and I feel kind of indigenous in a way, too.
Now, I call it Edge World. I just joke about it.
It's a good word.
Yeah, it is.
It's way up there if you get up on Sandia. My area is up around Raton and Cimarron, and I'm wondering if that area... if you've got any kind of insight into that there, Robert.
Good question. I'll second that. How about that area?
You know, if you're up in the Sandias, you have a lot of good water.
That's
if
right.
You're up north of Taos, you have a lot of good water. The problem with a lot of New Mexico, because I lived there for close to 15 years outside of Santa Fe, and the problem with a lot of New Mexico is... You have hundreds, if not thousands, of miles of underground tunnels that the government installed, and they put a lot of pollutants and whatnot that they buried in there. The trains would come in all the time at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they would dump their refuse right on the side of the road by the reservations, or they would take it, and then trucks would come and bury it in these tunnels. And the thing is that you have a lot of radioactivity going on in the water. So I would say check out your water. Have your water tested and see what it's like in the area. And also turn around and take a look at the wildlife. See if it's healthy and abundant. What are the trees like? You know, like New Mexico's
sure.
got its own unique
sure.
kind of forest, you know. First time I ever saw a New Mexico forest and looked at 3-foot-tall trees, I wondered how big the cows were, you know. But, because they must be real little, you know. But it's like, check the water and check the way things are growing. If there's an abundance of wildlife, if there's an abundance of birds singing, you're probably in a safe area.
All right. Well, that's a really good test to bear in mind. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hello.
Yes, this is Olin in Culver City, California.
Yes, sir.
I was just wanting to ask if... all of these planets being in alignment behind us and the sun in front of us, if that's causing seismic strains in the Earth's surface as we rotate, because that might be activating all these volcanoes underwater and underground.
Well, it may be. Certainly there are strains caused by those alignments. There's no question about that.
One body affects another body, but we don't have enough information on Earth yet to give a clear, precise diagnosis of exactly what it's causing, but these planets are shifting, and they're shifting their orbits, they're shifting their positions. The whole solar system is moving, so I would say without a question of a doubt, it's affecting things here.
I would agree. Your name is Ron, and you're in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll have to go with that.
Yes.
Okay, turn your radio off, please, again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ron in Superior, Wisconsin.
Right.
And I'd like to have some information, basically what's going to be going on around here in Wisconsin, around the Superior area.
I'm not familiar exactly where that is.
It's right by Duluth, Minnesota, right across the water from Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay,
well, being in Superior.
You're not that far from a lot of herbs, you know. You have a lot of things growing up there. There'll be a lot of resources for you to gather from when things get crazy.
Yeah.
So you're in a relatively good place, and there's a lot of, I know I have a lot of Ojibwa friends up there, and there's some very good places to be up there. But if you're too close to the lake, you're going to get a little wet.
Yeah, I heard there's supposed to be like, the lake is supposed to flood over. And it's supposed to come over, it's supposed to flood Superior. And it's supposed to
rise.
They're
going to flood over into each other and create one big lake.
Oh.
So I'd avoid shorefront property.
Maybe I should be living across on the other side of the lake up on top of the hill in Duluth. That would be good. You know, they're up on top of the hill. I figure they're safe there.
So high ground is good.
Oh, high ground is good.
If you're living near the water, it's what, you know, they're going to go up at least 200 feet.
Excuse me?
Shorelines are going to go up 200 feet.
200?
Lakes are not excluded.
200 feet?
The oceans will go up at least 200 to 300 feet. That was in one of the prophecies.
Okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghost Wolf. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. It's Rick and Mississauga listening on 610 CKTV.
Where are you again, sir?
Mississauga, Ontario.
Okay. Oh, Ontario, okay.
Yeah, just outside Toronto.
Yes, sir.
What about this area?
There's going to be a lot of seismographic activity up in that area. But again, a lot of Canada is going to be spared a lot of devastation, from my understanding, because it is the grandmother land. British Columbia will be hit very hard. And I'm not sure exactly where your area is. I'm not that familiar with little places in Canada, so forgive me.
Toronto's pretty big, actually.
Yeah, we're just outside of Toronto, off of Lake Ontario.
Right. So near Lake Ontario. So some of what you just heard a few moments ago would apply.
Meaning the Great Lakes will spill over and make one big lake. So
yeah, and that's, you know, understand that that kind of an occurrence is going to cause, there's got to be a lot going on for that to happen. So you probably have a lot of rain, amongst other things. That's what causes land to shift, is young mountain ranges and loose soil. It makes everything slide, like they're seeing right now down in Peru. The things that are going on in Peru are almost apocalyptic. But people
around here
aware
of it. We're sort of surrounded by nuclear reactors with their atomic power plants here, right? Because
well, that would be a good reason for me to consider moving.
Yeah, well, the problem is we're surrounded by them. You know, we've got one up on Lake Huron, two down here on Lake Ontario, and there's one up in the Ottawa area, up on the Ottawa River. So we're in, you know, dead ground.
Nuclear power plants and earth changes don't go together.
No, not at all. So another aspect you may want to consider, and listeners may want to consider, is keeping away from pipelines, gas pipelines, and oil pipelines. Because
absolutely, the Southwest is going to be hit pretty hard with that stuff.
Yeah. Yep. I appreciate your call, sir, and we are woefully, completely, utterly out of time.